From KALW in San Francisco, I'm Ben Trefney with a regional news update. California Attorney General Javier Becerra says he's going to court. The plan is to force online retail giant Amazon to comply with legal requests for information on how it's protecting workers from COVID-19. Becerra says it's the state's job to ensure the company's employees are protected. Speaking with reporters online, Becerra pointed out that while the pandemic is hurting other businesses, Amazon is benefiting.
If Amazon can next day deliver an 85-inch TV, it should be able to deliver to the Department of Justice the straightforward information we officially requested of them nearly 4 months ago.
The filing in Sacramento Superior Court seeks Amazon's COVID-19 protocols and information about virus infections at the company facilities in California. The legal action is perhaps the last Becerra will open as California's attorney general. The former congressman has been announced as president-elect Joe Biden's choice to lead the Department of Health and Human Services. San Francisco supervisors will vote on a motion to condemn the naming of the city's public hospital for Facebook co-founder Mark Zuckerberg and his wife, Dr. Priscilla Chan. The couple gave $75 million toward a new acute care and trauma center in 2015. The non-binding resolution being taken up today is not a law and would not require the hospital to do anything if it's approved, but backers say it would send a message to San Francisco that a public hospital should not be named for the head of a social media platform that spreads disinformation. Meanwhile, the Hospital Foundation says it's proud of their names being affiliated with a hospital. Two small earthquakes were felt in the South San Francisco Bay region early this morning. The quakes just before 7 a.m. were centered about 6 miles northeast of Morgan Hill and had magnitudes of 3.7 and 3.6. The quakes were felt from Santa Cruz and San Jose to north of San Francisco. There's a week left in fall, but forecasters say a winter storm is about to roll into Northern California, bringing widespread rain and mountain snow. The National Weather Service says the system is expected to arrive tomorrow afternoon and continue through Thursday. Sierra Nevada snow levels will start out at the higher pass levels and drop to as low as 4,500 feet. Travel is expected to be hazardous in the mountains. And four backcountry endurance athletes from California are trying to put themselves in the shoes of the Donner Party. The modern-day explorers plan to set out from near Truckee on snowshoes tomorrow to follow the last 90-mile route survivors of the infamous tale of cannibalism finally cut through mountain snowdrifts to safety in the winter of 1846 and 47. Tim Tweetmeyer, five-time winner of a 100-mile endurance run, and International Trail Running Association president Bob Crowley spent 7 years researching variations of the route and fact-checking theories on the ground. Tweetmeyer says the 33-day hike the seven original survivors completed may have been the greatest endurance trek in history. It was also a fateful one. In San Francisco, I'm Ben Trefney, KALW News.